hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. The telephone number to be on the show with the dirt doctor is 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by the new Dirt Doctor website and also the website of TORC, Texas Organic Research Center.org. Is the website. It's a mouthful. The easiest way is to go to dirtdoctor.com, and there's a TORC button, green button up there at the top near the button for the Victor products, where you can find out all about the wonderful line of pet products, pet foods that we recommend. And I think you'll like the new website. It's still got some stuff that ain't quite right. But getting very close. A lot of work has been done, and some of the things when you turn on a new site, and this one, you know, wasn't a new site that just fresh, all new stuff. It's moved all the tremendous depth of information and data that we had on the old site over, and that's tricky to do. So some of the things don't work perfectly. Most of the big stuff does. The search I was noticing in the library still doesn't work on my computers. And sometimes things work better on Macs than they do on PCs. It's just all kinds of little details and things that are being cleaned up now. But basically, it works and looks really good. And the function is you're going to find to be much better, a lot easier to find stuff. Anything we change on the site will be shown right on that right-hand side, and that list there, it'll move to the top of the list, so you'll know whenever we've added pages, added data to the library, edited something, done a new newsletter. In fact, the latest newsletter is right up there at the top, along with the SPCA Dog of the Week. And those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Whisper is the dog at the SPCA that we need to help this week. So take a look at that and ease down and check her out. We've had pretty good luck at helping the other dogs from the past get home. So, again, thanks for that. Let me see what else I was going to tell you about. That's the main things. Check out the website. And anything you see that doesn't work perfectly, let us know. We're more than eager to get that so we can continue to get it into as perfect a condition as possible. Let's go to Kennewick, Washington, and talk to John. Hello, John.
Hey, Howard. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Good. I called you last week, and I got the blueberries planted.
Okay.
I was going through. We just moved here, so I was going through some more boxes, and I did. I'd forgotten I did this, but I did buy a gallon of the Nature's Guide 10% vinegar.
Okay.
I was just curious what kind of increments to a gallon of water to drench these blueberries in the soil, and kind of what is the frequency?
Well, if you mix the 10% stuff at about 1 ounce per gallon of water, that'd be about right. So the 5% stuff, we use it 2 ounces per gallon, and next time you buy, I would get apple cider vinegar. It's just going to be a little bit more nutritious and a little bit better for the blueberries than the 10% is just a white vinegar. It's okay. It's just that apple cider would be a little better.
Okay. Okay. And the frequency?
Well, we've got people growing blueberries and having great success that are actually fertigating with the Garrett juice mixture, which has vinegar in it, and they're fertigating. You know, that means every time they water, they're putting out a diluted amount of the Garrett juice. So just depends on how often you do it. I think you need to do it at least monthly. And if you do it every time you water, just cut everything kind of in half. Just reduce the volumes. It wouldn't hurt anything to do it full strength every time probably, but it's just an economic thing. I think you'll get just as good of an increase in production from using the lower rate if you do it every time you water. But if you don't, try to do it about once a month and be fine. There are people that do it anywhere from once a week to once a quarter. Everybody's got a little bit different approach, but I tend to like the once a month ratio.
So we're heading. This is our first worst winter we've had really in 15 years. We've been in Texas the rest of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to harm the plant if it's like snow on the ground and all that?
Yeah, blueberries are pretty tough. They can take a fair amount of freeze. It depends on what varieties you got.
Okay.
Did you buy them from a local nursery or did you buy a mail order?
I actually bought them from a blueberry farm, so I'm not quite sure what the varieties are. I should have asked. I know I got three different types for the germination side, so
okay.
I'll have to ask that question.
Well, was it a nursery there in Washington or was it here?
No, it was
a grower.
It's actually a blueberry farm, and they're getting out of the blueberry business, so I was able to just dig up existing plants.
But where was it?
It's in Kennewick, Washington.
Oh, okay, great. Well, you'll be fine. It's you've obviously got some that are well adapted there. That's a perfect way to go.
Yeah, but he used the vinegar injection process, so I just got to figure out how to do it on mine.
And inject it into the irrigation system?
Yes, just like what you were saying.
Yeah, that's fine. I just think it'd be better for you if you did the whole Garrett juice mixture, just have the vinegar as part of the overall mixture.
Well, yeah. I brought a gallon with me, so I'll use it, and then I'll learn how to make it myself.
Yeah, just inject it in there so and figure out that it's going out when the irrigation goes out in a mixture that's about half of the strength that you would mix it to use it as a spray every now and then.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, thank you.
Well, good luck. Keep me posted on it.
I will.
All right. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Delaware, Lewis, Delaware, once again, and talk to Walt. Hello, Walt.
Hey, good morning from the first town in the first state.
The first town in the first state. That's cool.
Yeah, if you've been watching the weather, you know there's the hurricane out blowing around.
Yeah, we've had a call from your fair city already this morning, Walt. Thanks for calling. Listening on WGMD, by the way.
That's right. The problem we're experiencing now is from a nor'easter.
Mm-hmm.
It's been blowing heavy rains and heavy winds now for 3 or 4 days, and it's causing flooding, especially along the coastline and in the back bays. So I have a rental property that's got surrounded by 100% undiluted seawater. I'm not overly worried about the seagrasses and whatnot, but what about my other plantings, the rhododendrons, the dogwoods and whatnot? Is there anything I can do to help try to save them from this seawater?
Yeah, there is, Walt. We've actually done some research here in Texas that might be helpful to you. We were hired by an oil company where they were doing recovery of old oil wells out in the Vernon, Texas area. And that land out there had been killed by salt water, you know, from the recovery process and been dead for 75 years. So we went through the process of trying to bring that dead, literally dead as a doornail soil back to grow plants. The plants that came back were obviously the toughest ones. You're dealing with some fairly delicate plants, but the same techniques would work. Building the carbon in the soil, which is the basic thing that we do just in general with the organic program, is the thing that ought to be top of your list. Using compost, liquid humates, dry humates, carbon products, charcoal products, you know, any kind of carbon material that you can get. It's kind of a version of what we call our soil detox program. If you look on dirtdoctor.com in the library, the soil detox program is there. We've done newsletters about it, and it's detailed there. But it's basically to put out some kind of carbon, and that helps to not only lock up toxic material, which may be involved, too, in floods, but also it helps to buffer that salty situation from the flooding of the seawater. And then the other amendments that you add or the orange oil and the soil stimulants, various ingredients that we put into the mixture that we've explained in there. It won't be foolproof, but it's going to help you a lot to neutralize the salt there. What you're doing is just putting in material that buffer the negative action of the, you know, the salts that are there so heavy.
So I can pretty well kiss these plants goodbye. I just have to start into a, it's not a rescue process, but a recuperative process.
I don't think you have to kiss them goodbye necessarily. Let's go ahead and give the glorified version of this detox program a shot and see if we can. I think the rhododendrons are going to be kind of tough because they like such an, you know, an acid situation, and salt's one of the worst things you can do. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, but that's the direction I would go. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this.
Crazy Water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Come to the annual Crazy Water Festival on Saturday, October 10th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be lots of music, crafts, games, and products. The festival will be at 209 Northwest 6th Street in Mineral Wells, Texas. If you can't make it out to the festival, you can get all the Crazy Water you need at HEB, Central Market, Kroger, and Brookshire's. For more information, go to crazywaterfestival.org. Crazy Water, so good, it's crazy.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So, keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative to overall health and well-being. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking probiotics, the friendly bacteria that fight off the bad bugs that can cause digestive problems and break down your immune system. Dr. O'Hara's exclusive probiotic formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula that provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 20 years of scientific research and centuries-old wisdom, daily use of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will revolutionize your family health care strategy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I was talking to Walt off the air a little bit more about his salt issue, and a couple things I wanted everybody to hear. If you have a salt problem, salt in the well water, salt in the soil, whatever, good idea would be to send a soil sample to Texas Plant and Soil Lab down in Edinburgh, Texas, and get some recommendations there about this specific chemistry, as well as doing this overall shotgun approach that we recommend, which is real heavy organic materials, carbon materials, along with the other things that we recommend in the soil detox program. Works really well, but being able to see what the chemistry is exactly and fine-tuning it might be worth the effort. Another thing I wanted to tell you about the website, the new website, dirtdoctor.com, is that we are doing a lot of editing on it. And besides the fact that a few things are just not working yet or still broken, the search in the library, for example, and the way things are in alphabetical order is kind of funny. They go across the columns instead of down the columns. That's one of the major things they're working on fixing right now. But the other thing is, you'll notice in the library that some of the words, some of the topics are all in caps. What that generally means is that Doreen did that for me to remind me that I didn't have good photographs of those entries. I quit doing any editing myself some time ago when I got a new Mac machine. Our previous wizard, where you could edit the website, didn't work on a Mac. So I wasn't able to make, and so it's been quite a while since I've changed anything. That's about to change big time. They're about to teach me how to use the new controls, which are terrific, and we're going to be adding new photographs and new entries like crazy in the library of plants and insects and techniques and this and that and the other thing. And so if you see anything that you want more explanation about, you see some topic we haven't covered at all, let us know, because at this point in time with the new website, we're going to be able to really rev it up and beef it up and get the photography improved. More photographs in addition on the ones where there's already photographs. We'll be doing more stuff. We'll be adding new videos. We're already taping a lot of new video stuff that we'll be rolling out for you to show different things. The members area, Organic Club of America, just got two new little short videos that I did this past week. One was showing all the tremendous amount of honeybees on the coral vine and recommending it for people who need help with pollination, especially in the late summer and fall garden. And then the other was about one of my favorite trees, the Mexican white oak, and it had unusual insect attack, had bagworms actually feeding, not just hanging on the tree, but young bagworms that had done some damage, and that's quite unusual to be happening in the fall. Telephone line, got a line open for you here if you want to jump on at 866-444-3478. Betty's turn now, though, in Dallas. Hi, Betty.
Betty. Oh, hi, Howard. I have a question. Of course, we moved in this house in 68. You know, we're right next to LBJ.
Uh-huh.
But my son and I found this adorable little tree, I guess about 20 years ago, when we planted it beside the driveway. It's a red oak.
Okay.
And it had a perfect little branch, you know, thing in it. So it's made a really beautiful tree. In fact, I lost two trees in the front due to storm damage about 20 years ago. One of them was a silver maple, and we didn't realize the silver maples didn't live very long. That when we bought the house, we had to choose two. But to make a long story short, we have a neighbor over there that I had a squirrel that planted a black walnut by the house, and the darn thing got big, and we didn't realize. We didn't watch it. So anyway, I told him one day, I said, you know, they put in a pool, and I said, if some of the limbs come over, you can just kind of trip, if they, you know, take them off on your side, you know, just a little end of the limb. But then on my little red oak, he asked me again, and I said, oh, that's fine. If, you know, if they're coming over your fence, just clip them off. Well, the next thing we knew, and in fact, I got onto my son, I said, if he even took off a little end of a branch that's about a quarter size, I panicked. I didn't want anything touching that tree. Well, about 2 weeks after that, I was driving down the alley, and he came over, and he took a great big limb off up to the trunk, about a cantaloupe size, all the way. And I was so upset because I thought I didn't tell him to come on the property to cut actual tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so my son says, well. He says, I think what happened when the acorn started falling, maybe that's what he was upset about. I said, I don't know. But then he stopped me one day, and I told him, I said, no more cutting. And that was before I had seen that. Well, then I told him, and then the next thing, my son put some black stuff on the wound, and then we looked up there again, and he'd gone and cut another one off about the size of an orange on that side. So my son says, I think he was trying to get rid of any of the limbs that were actively going over. You know, there were larger going over there rather than just cutting the ends of them off.
Well, him coming on your property to make the cuts is trespassing for one thing.
That's what somebody told me, and I'm worried about the tree now.
Yeah, well, it sounds like also if you said it's the shape of a cantaloupe, sounds like you made a flush cut too close to the tree.
Yeah.
You know, which is damaging to the tree. You can show him information from our website or my books about that. And just to lay down the law to him the next time he comes over there that, you know, we've got a legal problem going on. On the other hand, Betty, you have to understand that if, and this is for anybody, if you have a tree that has roots growing over onto another property or limbs, they have the right to cut them off, but they don't have the right to come on your property and cut them off on your property. They have the right to cut them off where they're growing across your fence. But there's one more thing about it, and I'll tell you about it when I come back. Hang on. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain the lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products, and one of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrot Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. We were talking with Betty about her little feud going on with the neighbor. It does sound like y'all aren't getting along all that well, Betty.
No, I don't have a feud with him because, you know, my son says he thinks he did that because it drops the acorns, and maybe they were worried about
okay,
that.
Okay, so it's still a friendly deal.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, I thought, well, maybe I made the mistake of telling him, you know, you can go ahead and trim it on your side. But then when he cut a great big limb off of the tree, because the tree had this beautiful little pattern in it.
Yeah, well, here's what you need to do. Tell him he can cut off things on his place, and then if he leaves a stub that you think needs to be pruned on away, you'll take care of that. Explain that to him and that you will make the cut at the right place. Well, what I was going to tell you and everybody, because it's kind of an interesting thing, you have the right to cut off limbs of a neighbor's tree growing over on your property.
Right.
But here's the but. If it affects the overall health of the tree and kills the tree, you could still be liable.
Huh.
For killing his tree or, you know, vice versa. So you'd have to go to court. It'd end up being a messy deal, but it has been, I think, already proven in court that is the case. If you poisoned the root system on your side and it killed his tree, you definitely would be liable for the tree.
Well, what I'm worried about is this going to kill my tree? Because my son put some black stuff on it, and then it looks like now it looks a little lopsided.
No, it won't kill the tree, but don't put any more black stuff on it. I don't recommend that at all.
Okay.
And explain to him about the flush cuts. It'd be good that he knows it for his trees as well.
Well, he told me it was arborist or whatever you call it. He knew
he's not a very good arborist if he's making flush cuts.
Said. He says, "Mom, he said he's just doing what he wanted to do to, so that that whole limb wasn't over there." And I thought, well, you know, he could have just trimmed it off at the fence.
Yeah. And well, I'm glad it's still a friendly deal. Go and talk to him about those things, and I think he'll work with you.
Well, I think so, but, you know, it would just upset me that someone took it upon themselves to come into the yard and just cut a whole limb off my tree.
Oh, I understand. I'd go berserk if somebody did that to my tree.
You know, every time I drive down the alley and look at it, I get upset, and I'm thinking, why was he? So I'm thinking that, you know, his buddy that he lives with may have said, get rid of that limb. I don't want that limb.
Well, go talk to him, get things worked out, and send me some pictures if you want to. And if I see anything else, I'll be glad to help with other
ideas. Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you so much. In fact, I found this article, and I've saved it. And finally, I looked, and I saw the time. I can call him now. You must be a god to everybody. Thank you, hon.
Betty, thank you very much. Talk to you soon. Yeah, and I meant to mention, and kind of relates to that conversation, if you – talking about us needing some photographs on certain things on the website. If any of you have any photography that's interesting of plants, of insects, one, we help identify things. But two, if you just want to show us something pretty and don't mind us using it, we'll be glad to use your photography to help make the website even more thorough than it is. We love to do that. You can send us photographs and questions and anything at the address info@dirtdoctor.com. And we really appreciate those that have already been doing that kind of thing. Got an open line. May have a little more time for you to get in here for the end of the show at 866-444-3478. Here's Edgar in Hearst, Texas. Hi, Edgar. Edgar. Boy, that sounds dead as a doornail.
Yeah.
Oh, there. Edgar, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what can I do for you?
I had a question. I've got an area that I'm trying to get rid of a lot of Bermuda grass on to try and put some raised beds in. And how do you feel about the strategy of scalping it down to the stolons and where those are visible and then going over them with kind of a blowtorch and seeing if the stolons will kind of shrivel and whatever keeps coming back, repeating that on?
I don't have a problem with that at all. It'll kill some of the beneficial microbes in the soil doing that, but I think that's a pretty good thing to do. They'll grow back, and it'll just kill them right on the surface. That's probably not a bad plan at all, Edgar. Do you have a torch?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get the Red Dragon, or which one did you get?
Oh, no, this is just a tool I got from my dad. He uses it on roofing construction sort of stuff.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, there's actual horticultural torches, agricultural torches, and one of the brand names is Red Dragon. If that one doesn't work like you want to, they make nozzles that work a little bit better when you're trying to kill plants. But whatever you have there, give it a whirl and see how it works. I kind of like the idea.
Okay. Anything you would recommend to kind of restore all the destroyed biology besides just, I guess, spraying it with pear juice?
Yeah, what are you going to do soil-wise? How much soil are you going to bring in, put in on top to build the new beds?
I was thinking at least about 2 to 3 inches of compost and then lava sand, some green sand.
Okay, you're going to build it in place and you're not going to make walls and a raised bed.
Not to start off with.
Okay, no, that's fine. Yeah, just put the compost and all the rock powders. Be sure and put cornmeal and dry molasses as part of it because that'll stimulate the microbes to come back quicker than anything you can do. Drench it with the Garrett Juice or Garrett Juice Pro, or if you don't get the Pro product, buy some mycorrhizal fungus if you want to do, you know, the ultimate stimulation of the life there. But this is a pretty good technique that you've come up with, a pretty good idea, I think. It may not be perfect, but I think it might work pretty well.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you very much.
Give it a shot. Let me know how it works. Do some pictures of it, and we can show people in case it's a flaming success, pun intended. We'll show everybody else what you did.
All right. Definitely will. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot. We've got open lines. Jump in here at 866-444-3478. Once again, let's talk about getting you out to do the fall gardening. Now, I know that the fair is going on for those of you in Dallas-Fort Worth area. In fact, Judy and I just and Logan went out just the other day and had a quick visit and went around. Went early in the morning. I learned something that I didn't know. You can go out to the this is the great state fair of Texas, of course, here in Dallas. The gates open in the morning real early. I didn't know that. They open at 7 o'clock or so. You can't get into a lot of the exhibits and, you know, buy food or anything else till around 10, but they let you in to walk around. And it's a pretty cool time to do that because there's a lot of things to see just walking around and checking everything out and deciding what you want to do and looking at the schedules about when the shows are and when you need to be in different places at the fair. And there's not very many people there at that time because a lot of people like me didn't know that you could do that. And, boy, it's clean. They really clean that place up at night. It was kind of shocking almost to see how beautifully clean it was at that time of the day. It doesn't get filthy during the rest of the day, but with as many people out there, it does get – does have some issues for sure. There was something else I was going to tell you. Oh, there's a new place, a new food place in the Food Mart, which is one of our favorite places to go. We went in the morning, so Judy and Logan and I had some of it too. I have to admit, they got the wonderful cinnamon roll as the dessert to the breakfast we had already had. But we go to a Thai restaurant in Dallas called Saku. Really good, real small place over in East Dallas. And the owner shut down his restaurant for a while and opened a place at the in the food court. And the name of it is Stuffed Wings. And it's a Thai dish that he makes. And it's really, really unusual looking and great tasting. So if you happen to be going to the fair, go in and give it a try. The owner's name is Kilo. In fact, I put an entry on Facebook there. You can see what it looks like, but it definitely be worth a try while you're there at the fair. Bird show's not there anymore. I was kind of disappointed about that. We went in to see some of the livestock. The auction was going to be in the afternoon at 1. We didn't see that. The young lady who's cow won, steer, I guess. I guess it was a steer. $130,000 was the champion in there. So check all that stuff out. Back to gardening for a bit. We've had some people contact us from time to time about new properties and wanting to know what to do. And people call with the question at different times of the year, and they think, unfortunately, most people think that when you have a new property and you have stuff growing all over the property, that the best thing to do is to go in and cut down everything down to the ground except for the big trees and then start talking about design and what you're going to do. I don't think that's a good idea at all. I think you need to have somebody come in that can identify plants well, because a lot of times there's little bitty plants that are popping out of the ground here and there that might be really cool little ornamental native trees. It may be some really well-adapted introduction. For example, one that I see pop up on sites around the Dallas area is the old original mother plant of the red-tip phytinias, the Chinese phytinia. It's a terrific plant. And if it's starting to grow, it'd be good to leave it. Our native cedar, in some cases, will be germinating and starting to grow in the shade. And I think the worst thing you can do is go in and just wholesale cut everything down. You may have some rusty black hall viburnums and some red buds and some sumac and some various kinds of things that I see on site after site after site. Maybe some winter honeysuckle that if you go to in and cut down everything, it'd be a bad idea. Now, if you have noxious vines, poison ivy, getting that physically removed carefully is something I strongly recommend that you do. If you're allergic, which most people are, I'd recommend hiring a company to do it for you instead of you doing it. Big wild grapes, Mustang grapes, and Smilex vine, you know, the green briar, vine, removing all those things, getting them on out of the way would be great. But there may be other vines like the rattan vine, that gorgeous, gorgeous fall color and just a terrific looking one. I made the mistake myself, I'll have to admit to you, on my own property when we moved in where we are now back in 85. I took out a big one. I thought it was just going to be too aggressive and too much for some of the native trees, the trees that were growing in that area. And I wish I hadn't, because the trunk looks like a big old snake that's curling around and around. Really cool looking foliage, beautiful shiny foliage, and then the fall color, spectacular red rattan vine. It's on our website and in my plant books if you want to see what I'm talking about. But the point is, new site, a lot of plants, be careful. Don't wholesale. Take it all down. I think you'd be making a big mistake. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice Formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
XO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminator air freshener. It's non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try XO Odor Neutralizer. XO has an exclusive offer just for Dirt Doctor listeners. An 8-ounce pump spray and a 16-ounce refill bottle for only $19.98 with free shipping. Go to exocorp.com/dirtdoctor or call 800-442-9696.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back. One of the things that I put on my Facebook that's really gotten a huge amount of traffic is a cartoon. I don't even know where it came from. Somebody sent it to me. It's a cartoon showing a salesman in a lawn and garden department. He's holding a leaf blower, and he says, when it comes to blowing leaves around uselessly and creating an insane amount of noise, this model can't be beat. And we've really had a lot of comments in addition to just people seeing it and passing it on to other folks. One person mentioned the battery-operated blowers. Like, I have two. I have the steel battery-operated blower, lithium battery-powered, and the one called Ego. I kind of like the Ego. It's a little lighter. I like them both. Both of them have their positive points. But, yes, they are a whole lot less noise. Plus the fact when you take the trigger off of them, they stop running, and they're not putting out gas and, you know, causing them not only noise, but breathing pollution problem like the gasoline ones are. But there's nothing much more obnoxious than the gasoline blowers running endlessly all around your place when you're trying to have a little peace and quiet. The electric ones make noise when they're blowing, but the noise is greatly reduced. Plus, again, big point, trigger off, it turns off. It doesn't continue to run. Here's Richard in Dallas. Hey, Richard.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on?
Well, I worked the Warrior Open this week with a friend, so you'll know about that. But I called about the tree. If you trim the neighbor's tree and then it died, I wondered if, say, for example, a neighbor wanted to cut your tree back to the line, and an arborist didn't tell them that it might kill it, and then they would be liable if the arborist might be liable in that regard. So I got a friend that does my tree trimming, and the neighbor wants him to trim my tree back, you know, at my expense, and he might gonna do that, but I wouldn't want him to do it. And he won't in the first place. But if they did it and had it done, if the arborist would be aware that if it killed the tree, that they might be liable, the neighbor. Would the arborist be liable?
Well, they should know that. Now, cutting back the limbs at back to the property line is generally not going to kill the tree. You've probably seen the work that's being done around the electrical lines all around town. You know, they're doing some drastic pruning to trees, and it normally doesn't kill the tree. It stresses the tree, doesn't do the tree any good, but rarely will that cutting result in killing the tree. So the arborist knows that. Any decent arborist knows that the chances are pretty low that it would kill the tree. And a lot of times if it did, it would be a slow process. It would cause some decay and some disease pathogens to get started, and that would stress the tree, leading to other things, and it would kind of slowly go downhill over a period of time. You're not going to have a situation where limbs are cut back dramatically and then next week the tree dies. That's not going to happen. If you put a herbicide down in the root system, you might get a much faster thing, and it would be easier to prove that you're the one that did the damage. But all I was saying was that theoretically, if you trim a homeowner's tree limbs that are growing over on you, you can do it legally, but if it leads to the death, you could be liable. Proving it would be kind of hard.
Yeah. Well, it was just an interesting thing. I didn't know that. I knew you could trim back to the line, but I didn't know that if it resulted, you legally can do it, but if it kills the tree, then you might be liable. So at least you could say that to the neighbor, you know,
It'd get their attention. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I think it's already been tested in court. Attorneys could probably look into it. I mean, could probably tell you that, but that is the case.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, good. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate your call.
Bye.
It's kind of like related to that in a weird kind of a way. On a golf course, if you buy a house on a golf course, and somebody hooks a ball or slices a ball over and breaks your window or hits you in the head and hurts you, it has been court tested that it's tough luck on your part, because when you bought the house, you knew it was on a golf course, and that has not only been court tested, it's been court tested by a friend of mine. He's the one that handled it. It was handled on a golf course here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and basically the precedent has been set that when you buy a house on a golf course, you take the risk of getting hit with a golf ball. And it's kind of interesting, and so that's a little weird relationship there, I guess. Here's Joe in Chicago, Illinois. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Joe, let me put you on hold. Let's talk off the air so I'm not rushed. He wants to talk about controlling some little furry beast, and I'll talk to him about that, and if we come up with anything interesting, I'll put it on Facebook or on our website, or I'll open with it on the show next week. We're on every week, 3 hours for a lot of radio stations. Some only take 1 or 2 hours. You can listen to the live streaming on dirtdoctor.com if your radio stations don't take the show. You can get our newsletter by sending us the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. It's weekly. Check out our new website. We're proud of it, and it's getting better by the day. Still has a little fixing up to do. We hope you enjoy your gardens. We hope your weather isn't too terrible. The flooding, hope, eases up. Enjoy your gardens, though, and don't forget to feed the birds.